Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, Peya, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Tfuah that belongs to Hegdish is Potter and Peya. Tfuah that belongs to Hegdish is Potter and Tremasi Maisris. Therefore, Kayoitzabai. Kayoitzabai means in a similar vein. We're comparing it to something we just learned. What did we learn in Mishnah Zayin? We learned if at the time of Chiv, the Tfuah was in the possession of Hegdish, then he's Potter and Leket Shechur Peya. At whatever point, Tfuah becomes Mechuyev in Leket Shechur Peya. If it belongs to Hegdish, then he's Potter on it. The same would be true in regard to Trumas Umaisris. For example, HaMagdish Peyreis, if someone's Magdish his Peyreis, Acheloi Boyle Oynes Umaisris, before they're up to the point yet where the full Chiyev of Trumas Umaisris sets in. Like we've learned earlier, that would be when he piles it up nicely. Before that, you don't have the full chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisris. So this person was Magdish as Peiris before that time, Upadan, and he also redeemed it from Hegdish before the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisris set in, and that's the key here. At that time that the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisris set in, it was not property of Hegdish. Therefore, Chayavin, this produce is Mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisris. For that matter, if he was Magdish at Mishabo La'inus HaMaisris, first, he completely finished it off. It's already in the neat piles. There's a full chiyuv of Meiser, and then he was Magdishit. Then he said it belongs to Hegdish of Adon, and then he redeems it afterwards. Chayavin, it's Mechuyev Meiseris. Again, at the time of Gemar Melacha. That means at the time it was finished, at the time the chiyuv of Meiseris set in, it was not property of Hegdish. That's why he's Mechuyev. But, if Higdishan, if he was Magdishit Acheloi Nigmaru, before he finished it off, meaning there was no chiyuv of Maisris yet. Ugemara and Hagizber, and the treasurer of Hegdish, he's the one that did the Gemar Malacha. So when the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisris sets in, and again, that's when he finishes it off, and it's in a nice pile, it's property of Hegdish. The Achakach Pidon, and afterwards he redeemed it, Piturim, it's Pater HaMaisris. Why? Shevashas Chayvasan, at the time that the chiyuv of Maisris set in, which is Gemar Malacha, which is when it's finished, Hayah Peturim. At that time it was in the Rishus of Hegdish, which is Pater on Meiser. So basically we learned in this Mishnah, you can be Magdish your Tfuah to Hegdish, you can redeem it, whether it's Mechuyev and Trumasi Meiser, depends on in whose Rishus was it at the time that the Chiyuv of Trumasi Meiser set in. So he's Magdish his Peiris before it comes to the time of Meiser. And he redeems it before there was a Chiyuv Maisris. Even though it belonged to Hegdish in the middle, he still has to take off Trumasi Maisris. If he's Magdish after it was finished, and then he redeems it, he has to take off Trumasi Maisris. The only time he won't have to is if he's Magdish before he finished it off. When it was finished, it was done through the Gizbar of Hegdish, it was in the property of Hegdish. When the Chiyuv of Maisris set in, it belonged to Hegdish, and afterwards he redeems it, now he's Potter on Trumasi Maisris. If you want to be a little bit more technical, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. Let me just explain to you as follows. We say that the Chiyuv of Maisris sets in after he piles it up. That's by Tfuah, that's by grain. When it comes to Peiros, you don't pile up Peiros in a pile. So when does the Chiyuv of Trumasi Maisris set in fully? And the answer is when they become a Roi Liachila. For example, by olives when they're a third way through to become ripe. So the Rambam Takataych's Oynes HaMaisris means this peiri, when it comes to the time that it's mechuyev in meiser. But either way, it's the same inyan. Whenever the chiyuv of meiser sets in, if it's in the hands of a regular person, there's a chiyuv trumasi meiseris. If it's in the hands of hegdish at that time, there's no chiyuv trumasi meiseris, regardless of when he was magdish, when he was paidit. But we look just at whose rishus was it in when the chiyuv of meiseris set in.